Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks, like the girls, open their season with a big win at Donovan West. But let's kind of backtrack before we dive into last night's game, Coach. 8-12 a season ago. Your first with the boys program as the head man. And also, of course, the first year in the Big East. So it was a learning curve. But, you know, you graduated a couple guys. You got majority of your roster back, a lot of guys and a lot of experience. So I guess, how do you feel like things went prior to last night, just as far as a full off season and summer and kind of leading up for your team into this new year?
Yeah, well, you're right. When you said learning curve, I think there was a learning curve last year, probably for me more so than the guys. We got off to kind of a rough start. We were kind of trying to find our footing. We were a team that got quite a bit better as the year went on last year. So that was something to kind of build on, and we knew we were returning a lot of guys. So we tried to play a few more games this summer with that group, and that went well. We had a pretty good level of commitment from the guys, and everybody kind of continued to work. We had a few guys improve their game quite a bit, so we're hoping that can carry over into this new season.
You bet. Well, and if last night was any indication, certainly a good way to start the season against a different opponent in Donovan West. I know they're pretty young, but man, first game of the year, there had to be a lot of unknowns, but I'm guessing you were feeling a little bit better about things after being up 18-2 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns. That first game is different than any other. Obviously, you've been practicing against your own guys or in your own gym, and you have no idea what it's going to be like to put it out there against someone else. And so just to see that or have that last night was good. And like we joked before we talked today, everyone's season kind of starts today, you know, now that they've played a game or figure out what things really are, and then you can go forward. So that's what we're going to try to do.
What else stood out from last night? You know, what impressed you the most about your guys and just what you saw on the floor for the first time against an opponent?
Well, like you mentioned, the first quarter, we got off to a really good start, and that was a big deal for us. And I appreciate the guys so much for being ready to play and being in the right mindset. They did a good job defensively early and kind of helped us set the tone. So that was good to see.
I want to ask you about, before we dive into the next couple games, what about just this season? I mean, do you feel like your guys are pretty hungry? I mean, do you feel like they're excited and you know, realize an opportunity maybe to really do something kind of special this year? Have they talked about goals, expectations, and just the potential maybe that this team has?
Well, we have a good core of seniors. So kind of with that, you know, you would expect guys that are going to kind of be taking their last run at it to make it more important, I guess. In some ways, they know they have a chance to have a pretty good season, so they should be willing to fight and work for that a little bit. And so far, we've seen that from those guys, and they've been good for us. And we got some young guys that can support too. So I feel like they want to have a good season. I feel like they're willing to work. We just have to be able to kind of guide them in the right direction.
Final thought, you have five games left before Christmas break, only one in the Big East, which will be at Sabetha in December the 16th. But your next four games are against Northeast Kansas League teams, and I know always fun to go back to your alma mater in Troy, so I'm sure you're looking forward to that one, as well as three games against Northeast Kansas clubs next week.
Yeah, we're looking forward to finishing up here the first semester, just to kind of get the plane off the ground. And but we also know then when we take a little Christmas break and when we come back, the real work begins, and the league games are going to be tough and our league is going to be good. All those same things that we always say. But right now our guys are healthy and excited, and we're up for all the challenges.
Sounds good, Coach. Good start at 1-0. Good luck keeping it going here in your next few games, and we'll look forward to chatting next week and throughout the season.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks. The weekly coaches show is brought to you by Hiawatha Implement, by Davis Body Shop, and by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.